Time for yet another rather interesting Tech Talk Tuesday discussion with Tienus Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za, net here on Smile 90.4 FM. He's in studio this week. He made some time for good old me. How's it, Tienus?
Good on you.
Lekker, my friend. Lekker. Okay, so it's been buzzing all over the tech sites and the news sites with this latest Apple innovation, the headset that's going to drive everyone to poverty once they buy it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how many people actually buy it. But no, it was the WWDC last week, and Apple unveiled a whole bunch of things that they usually do, way more than usually, actually, for a WWDC event, because usually it's a software event. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of hardware. And then for the first time since 2017, I think, with the iPhone X, the X, they had a one more thing moment.
Oh, wow. And okay, we like it. We like that. And then that one more thing moment came as a huge splash. But now that we had time to absorb it, now it's time for you to unpack it for us.
Yes.
So tell us about this very, very, very expensive piece of tech.
It's very interesting. So this AR, VR kind of industry has been bubbling under for a long time, quite niche. Obviously, gaming jumped onto it quite early. Microsoft had the HoloLens, which is for work and you know, creating visual spaces and for like engineers and architects and those kind of things. And now Apple wants to build a consumer pro version of this technology, and that's what the Apple Vision Pro is. Now, it's actually amazing how much tech they fit into this one headset, way more than, let's say, like the Meta Quest, which is probably the most popular VR headset alongside the HTC ones for gaming. But it's going to be very interesting to see how people take it up and how they use it. So what makes it fascinating is it's got 12 sensors up front, at the bottom, and then you use your fingers as input. You don't have a remote. You don't have anything that you're holding in your hands. You use your hands in the air to be input. So touching your fingers once is a click, touch it twice, double click, you can click and drag, all of these kind of things, and you don't have to do it in a specific place, you know, you can just have it on your lap or whatever. So the technology seems very, very polished
I'm seeing flashes of that scene in Minority Report with Tom Cruise.
100%.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Hopefully it doesn't lead to that. But what's interesting is they, of course, this is an Apple product, they want to build it into the Apple ecosystem, and they want to make this a productivity machine as well. So they're saying that this will be able to eventually replace your phone, replace your TV, your speakers, everything, which is quite sad because that means we're going to be sitting in our houses with these things on instead
these
of sharing,
goggles, yeah.
Sharing experience, you know. But that's hopefully a dystopian future, long, long way away. But in terms of working and productivity, when you look at your MacBook, let's say, that's in front of you, and you use these headsets and you kind of click on it with your fingers, you can bring it up into your AR virtual space. And you can do whatever you were doing on your laptop, you can do with this massive, essentially then 50, 60, 100-inch screen in your headset. You can work, you can have multiple screens, you can do your editing, you can do everything that you could do on your laptop. Now you can do in like multi-vision displays within the headset,
and
which is
fascinating. And you do it with your fingers,
with your
hands.
Exactly. No remote. Yeah. You can still connect a mouse and keyboard. Obviously, you want to do some typing if you're working. You can still
connect
all
that.
You feel
like going back to the old school days.
The old school days. Yeah. Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff here, and we'll only start seeing everything once this device launches at the beginning of next year.
Okay. Well, you know, just based on what you're saying, I can kind of understand why. I mean, the price point has been such a big kind of shock moment for a lot of people because the technology seems to be absolutely top quality.
Yeah.
And insanely good.
It seems like it. And obviously, we haven't had the opportunity to test it out here. Very few people have at the event last week. But the first impression seems very good. Obviously, a lot of questions remaining. Again, that sharing space and being antisocial is going to be a big topic. But for example, both eyepieces, both screens in front of your eyes, have 23 million pixels. Now, that is more than your 4K TV at home. And the reason they did that, and that obviously adds to the price, the reason they did that was people tend to get nauseous when they have these headsets on for extended periods of time.
True.
And it's because you lose that immersion. You can start seeing pixels. And you don't have the, you know, the conceptual space around you. So what they've also done is have this AR-VR combination where you can still see what's happening around you outside of the headset, even with all of the stuff that you're doing within the AR space. It's it's going to be fascinating to see. And unfortunately, only once we get our hands on it, no idea when that's going to be in South Africa. and I'm not going to pay $100,000 for that thing. You know,
that's the price, eh?
Probably once it gets here, it's going to be $100,000. It's $3,500. So just on the exchange rate, it should be around 70,000 Rand. But with all of our import prices, let's say closer to 100,000.
Sure. Well, we'll definitely keep a close eye on that. Tienus, thank you very much for unpacking it for us a little bit, man. Fascinating indeed. That is your rather interesting Tech Talk Tuesday discussion with Tienus, right here on Smile FM.